Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Nice work there, Dan Ball. Bravo. Good stuff.
Thank you, thank you.
It's tough when you hear it like all back to back like that.
Oh yeah,
you know that was only three of them. There's been more.
Oh, there's definitely.
There's like probably like a half dozen more that you probably 100%. Could have thrown in there, but we only have so much time in the show.
Dysfunction Junction.
It's very good. I still think this last one was the worst. I think it was worse than calling the team soft. I think it was worse than we won a bunch of Super Bowls doing it the other way. I think it was the worst misnomer. I don't know if misnomer is the right thing. The worst. Quote that he's had to walk back all season was this past one.
I think it's the worst because it was conduct unbecoming, attacked a subordinate, mm-hmm. like a lot of things. I still think the early on stuff with Judon and Godshaw and the whole, we want players to have opinions and share them in the media, and then 2 days later, we would just like to keep stuff in-house. That's right. Our philosophy. Wait, your philosophy the other day was not that. You mm-hmm. just totally different philosophy.
Very different philosophy.
And that was true. In the infant stages of the football team. Mm-hmm. So there was value in that. This
is why it's worse, though, because yeah. we're 15 weeks in.
Yes.
You know, in the first couple of weeks, his first week ever as a head coach, he should be learning and getting better at these things. He's gotten worse.
And when the going gets tough, Gerard drives a bus over you. Like, that's how I would take it.
Right.
You know, true leaders, I've always said, like, anybody can lead when you win. Any level, any sport. If you win, you could be a leader. I could be a leader. Stiz can be a leader. But when you're losing and you're having problems, that's when leadership, true leadership, bubbles to the surface.
It's true.
And others get exposed.
Yeah. Mike Reese today, he tweeted this about 9:05 a.m. Says, cleaning out the notebook from the Patriots' 30-17 loss to the Cardinals and sharing some big picture thoughts on the team. Reese does this every week.
Yeah.
He has his Sunday morning column on ESPN Boston or ESPN.com. And then on Monday or Tuesday, usually Tuesday, he comes out with this, cleaning out the notebook from whatever game we just watched. And here is his first bullet point from cleaning out the notebook. And this is Mike Reese, again, we're talking about here. All right, not Mike Giardi.
Right? Oh, what does that mean?
I mean that Mike Giardi is more likely to write something like this than Mike Reese.
Stink, stank, stunk Giardi?
Kind of, yeah. All right, so here's what Mike Reese wrote. First bullet point. One of the best parts about football is that you most often get out of it what you put into it. Right, sure. So after watching the Patriots' uninspiring 30-17 loss to the Cardinals in Arizona and then rewatching the game upon returning home, I came away with this thought. The Patriots got what they deserved.
Ouch, babe.
It was an unacceptable performance for a team coming off a bye, and there should be genuine soul-searching at all levels of the organization for how a team with a Patriots logo on the helmet could allow that to happen.
You know what my head heard at the end of that paragraph?
What?
I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. That's what it sounded like to me.
It does. I mean, yeah, it really does. That, for Mike Reese, is maybe the hottest take he's ever had. Like, I mean, that's, you know, that's very, that's strong for him.
It's broken him.
That is strong from him.
He's done with this crap.
Yeah.
No more Mr. Nice Guy Mike Reese.
Mike Reese isn't necessarily one of these reporters who's jamming his opinion in there, like, at all, really. I mean, he'll tell you what's going on. He'll tell you the backstories of the player. He's a very good reporter. He's about as good as it gets when it comes to just the facts and the details and the sources and all of that. This was a take. I mean, this was a sports radio take here.
Especially the all levels of the organization part, to me, was the most notable.
You got what you deserved. An unacceptable performance coming off a bye, and there should be soul-searching at all levels of the organization for how a team with a Patriots logo on the helmet could allow that to happen.
That means I'm looking up at you, Robert and Jonathan, and straight on down. Not just you, all levels, but he is definitely including ownership in that criticism.
The next one is a little bit more pointed, and it's pointed towards Jerod Mayo. Number two, the number of fundamental breakdowns were staggering for a team that had a bonus practice last week and also worked in full pads on Wednesday. Poor angles, edges, and tackling on defense stood out the most, especially from more experienced players like Jelani Tavai, Anthony Jennings, Jabril Peppers, and Kyle Duggar. It also sparks questions about coaching because defense, after all, is Jerod Mayo's expertise.
I'll say it again. Ouch, babe.
Ouch. Ouch, Mike. Mike, leave some for the vultures. I mean, my guy, he's picking them clean here.
I'd like to report a murder.
Seriously. Patriots were never in control of the game. Their time of possession was among their season lows. That's what going 0-for-6 on third down and 1-for-2 on fourth down gets you, and on defense allowing 10 of 15 on third down. While most would agree the Patriots need an upgrade in talent in certain areas, like offensive line, receiver, and front seven, that alone is not an excuse. Lesser talented teams can still trend in the right direction at the end of the season by playing with passion, smarts, and togetherness, implying that this team is playing with neither passion, smarts, nor togetherness. Once again, for Mike Reed.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Peace is scorching. I mean, really, these 100% are scorching criticisms.
Is any of it unfair?
Not at all.
Unwarranted?
Absolutely not.
Without evidence?
No.
Right? He gives the evidence.
It's all right there.
He gives you...
He backs it up.
You know, you had an extra practice, but you did this, and this is what this shows. Like, that's very Mike Reese-style reporting, but we're not used to it being so, I would say, biting and so negative, and that's what this team has done, brought him to this point. And this is Mike Reese that's been around a long time.
Yes.
Remember, we played the Paul Perillo clip from Six Rings where he's like, the dream would be like 90, whatever, three, where you win five games down the stretch. You sucked all year, but you built some momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Reese was around back then. He was young, but he was around back then.
He was writing the Reese's pieces back then, right?
He might even be before that.
Maybe before then, yeah.
But, you know, he was a young guy.
That's the first thing I remember from him.
It was. Yeah. He had, like, the original blog.
Yeah.
He was one of the original bloggers in the world of football. But he saw those examples of what late season momentum can be. Ross Tucker kind of brought this up.
Yeah.
Like, you can be a crappy team, but still do things late in the year for either personal level or team level or unit level, build some positivity. They're building nothing. They are building, I mean, I guess the run game would be the one thing I might pull out and say they ran the ball relatively well on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, there's no obvious signs of improvement, encouragement. Some of the young guys that we wanted to see, you still want to see Jalen Polk, do you now? What did you say?
Again, I've seen enough.
Yeah.
I've seen enough of him. He was out there for 20 snaps. He might as well have not played at all.
Right. So, and I get this, because I do believe Mike Reese is emotionally tied to the Patriots. Like, you can't cover a team for as long and as closely as he has.
Right.
And
he's in with the group, you know, like everybody talks to him.
Everybody talks to him, but more importantly, he talks to everybody.
Right.
He doesn't just say, I'm going down there this week, I'm going to talk to Mayo, maybe I'll get Gonzo. He talks to every practice squatter. He wants the story behind the story, the getting to knows, all of the minutiae. When you're that embedded, I guess?
Yeah, no, that's the word
like,
I would use.
You would care more. Like, you see all these people as coworkers, as faces, and people you've talked to all the time, and it sucks.
Yeah. It's bad. He has a couple other ones. A couple other ones that are equally as scathing. He talks about how the Patriots couldn't get to Kyler Murray and how they didn't even have a QB hit in the game. He says that was maddening to watch. What was the other one? There's a whole bunch of these. Vidarian Lowe, questionable for the game. Tough day for him, and a reminder of how left tackle is a top position of need and how the signing of Chukwuma Okorafor, who left the team, was the biggest misstep from the Elliott Wolf-led front office. Just not good enough. No one escapes.
Nope.
Like, no one escapes the wrath of
sprinkler offense here. He was like,
yeah, like remember playing Contra, like the spread, the spread gun. He's got the spread gun going.
Do you know you can order flamethrowers online?
I did not know that.
I was looking for like a blowtorch item that I saw, so I googled it. You can legit order flamethrowers.
Really?
And I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of intrigued.
Okay.
And $3,500, that's not that bad.
Oh, I found one for a flamethrower?
That's a couple Christmas how much you find yours for?
I thought I saw one for $475, and I was actually thinking...
$475.
If they do refund me for the abominable...
For a flamethrower.
Redirecting of that money might be nice for a flamethrower.
I got $495 in free delivery.
Look at that right there.
What do you need a flamethrower for?
It's a great question.
Why do you not need a flamethrower?
For snow removal?
Wasn't it the great JFK who said something to that effect?
Ask not.
You ask why, I ask why not.
Ask what the flamethrower can do for you.
You don't think it'd be cool, like, weeds in your driveway, or like, honey, you're gonna weed whack? Nah, I'm gonna flamethrower.
Nah, I'm gonna burn down the neighborhood. Actually,
that same idea with the leaves last month. And
well, I'm gonna wait till
my neighbor snitched on me.
You know, it's rained a few times. Maybe have a little more moisture in the air.
I do think we're out of that dry period.
Yeah, I don't think we're in the red flag zone anymore. You wouldn't want a flamethrower?
Probably not.
Or how about here's this? So you have a son?
Yes.
It snows.
My 2-year old, get him a flamethrower.
No. It snows.
Yeah.
So you build a snowman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you melt the snowman.
All right. That's a pretty good.
Because nothing bad can happen. I'm just melting a snowman.
Sure.
I mean, make sure your wife like has a hold of your son or something so he doesn't run across.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, listen, I've never handled a flamethrower before.
Oh, I haven't either.
I don't know how they work.
I haven't either.
Sure.
But I get a little pyrotechnic in me.
Uh huh. You mean a pyromaniac?
Pyromaniac.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, pyromaniac.
Pyrotechnic
means
you're into, like...
You're on the stage.
On stage with flames and stuff like that. That's pyrotechnic.
Similar.
Same thing. Same idea. Pyro. You got the pyro part.
But I would like a flamethrower. If anybody's looking for... Are we doing gifts?
Yeah, we're doing gifts. I'm not getting you a flamethrower.
Yeah. Hit up your boy Elon.
Are we doing, like, a Yankee swap? Or what are we doing as a show?
I don't know. Let's talk about it after.
All right.
Okay. Hey, screw you. What are you, my wife again? Your son a lot like my wife today.
We'll talk about it later. Okay? We're not going to make a scene here in this restaurant. 617-779-7937. We see your phone calls lined up. We will get to them right after Dan Ball gets you caught up on what's trending.